Hello, everybody. Coach Lisa here. I am going to set things up and change my name and welcome you all tonight to this body image and intimacy call. This is a coaching call where you can raise your hand and we can talk about anything at all that's coming up for you related to body image and intimacy. And one of the things that I had been thinking about quite a bit lately is the fact that around here the weather is getting much, much nicer. And what that means for a lot of us is we're talking shorts, we're talking tank tops, we're talking a different level of clothing as the weather gets warmer. Now, I know there's lots of you who live on the other side of the world and it's the opposite for you. So you're just coming off of that season. So what I want you to be thinking about is that, like, what it would really mean this summer and this new season to be seen, right? I want to talk about that. Like, what it really means to let yourself be seen this summer. It's important because the thing is, we don't need a different body in order to start feeling more confident, more connected. And see, this is all interlaced and connected to intimacy as well, because that's another place where really we're opening up and allowing our body and ourselves to be seen and our desires to be heard. And we have a comment in the chat saying that's scary, right? So if that is the thinking, then we're going to create that. If we're thinking to ourselves that it's scary, then the trouble is we're not going to be looking forward to the season. And if we're not looking forward to it, we're planning on hiding, and then we don't get to be ourselves, and we're not going to be enjoying our lives and doing the things we want to do. And it's like this effect that if then that's the case, that it makes everything else kind of harder, right? That makes the four basics harder. It makes doable hunger harder because we're so focused on like that internal not being seen. We're not loving our body. We're not feeling comfortable, right? We're sort of quietly disappearing. And we want to keep an eye out for that, that we're not just allowing ourselves to do that. How does everybody else feel? You want to share in the chat how you're feeling about thinking of the change in weather, thinking about getting out there in shorts, stuff like that. And while we talk about this just for a little bit, I want people to remember to raise your hand. We'll do some coaching, we'll do some talking through any situation that you want. You can also post your questions in the Q&A, and I can always answer them. Q&A, you can be anonymous. And okay, so nobody has an opinion on this. Nobody has an opinion on what it's going to be like for them with their body image going forward into the summer. I would really love to hear what's going on for everybody. Okay, so I'm gonna pull up my own notes then, and I want you to think through then the difference between like what it actually means for you to be seen. Being seen does not mean that we love our bodies all the time. Being seen does not mean that we feel confident every day. It also doesn't mean that we are fearless. It means that what it actually means is that you're letting your body exist without that constant shame about where it is today, right? It's you allowing yourself to be present even when it can feel somewhat uncomfortable, right? A lot of us complain about that in pictures, looking back at pictures of events and thinking, oh, I don't like the way I looked in the picture. And what I suggest to people to do is I want you to like look in the eyes of that version of you and remember yourself there, because if you're in a picture, that means you were present. And if you were present, then you were engaging in what was going on, and somebody took a picture of you. But when you look at the picture, that's what you want to be focusing on, is the fact that you were allowing yourself to be present, even if sometimes it feels uncomfortable. And letting people see you without you feeling like you have to perform or you have to hide, because then you're not being you, right? You're not being you. And it's, I think MJ's talked about on other calls, those like little quits, right? These little quits on ourselves, like where we just very subtly try to say to ourselves, oh, you're not good enough, right? And when we hide and don't want to put on the clothes that suit the weather, or don't want to put on clothes that fit us, and we want to just wear loose and baggy and hide ourselves, we're these little subtleties saying, you're not enough. This isn't okay. Your body's not okay. So, right, that and that's sort of the trap that we get into, is that we think, I'll wear these certain things when I've lost the weight. I'll do this when I feel more confident. It affects us in intimacy as well, thinking, well, we'll turn the lights off, or we avoid being intimate because of all those thoughts and feelings. And again, we're pulling ourselves out of living our lives. And that's you staying hidden, right? And the longer you wait to feel ready, like we all think, well, I gotta feel ready, I gotta lose the weight, I gotta feel the confidence, everything else, you're just delaying your life. The longer you stay hidden, the more you're delaying your life, the more you're creating the disconnection, you're putting more pressure on yourself and allowing the shame to be there. So as I'm going to read some of these comments and let's see what everybody's thinking in the chat. I can totally feel myself shrinking as the weather warm as the weather warms and there's less clothes to wear. Yeah, that's what we want to be on the lookout for is, hold on. Why do I need to shrink? Why do I need to hide? Another comment is, I have mixed feelings. I want to be seen, but I also want to hide from the world. So the thing with that is, there's probably two different ways you're looking at it when you're thinking each of those things. So I want you to think about, what is it that's creating the idea of I want to be seen? And what is it that's creating the idea of I want to hide from the world? And we can work on scooching, right? Like that. What's a little step we can take? And that's what I also wanted to talk to you guys about, is the one small shift, right? One small way that you can allow yourself to be seen. Start by wearing the shorts, wearing them around the house, right? Thinking about that and just reminding yourself that it's okay. Make sure you're trying to stay in the photos, knowing I may have thoughts about this later, but I'm a no BS woman, so I know how to work with those thoughts, right? If we're talking intimacy, it's like leaving the lights on a little bit longer, trying to engage in eye contact, because that's going to get you out of your head. If when you're making eye contact with somebody directly, it's really hard to be also thinking about a lot of things at once. So that can be another thing. Working on when you catch yourself automatically like covering up or thinking, oh, I need to put an extra layer on, and not doing it automatically. Reminding yourself that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to prove anything to anybody one way or the other, but this is practice. It's something that's going to take some practice, thinking it through, right? Because the truth is, you don't need a different body for you to feel more confident and more connected. You will find that in the body you have today, if you start doing some of these things, it's going to help you create that confidence, right? The more you let yourself be seen just as you, exactly as you are, the more you're going to create that confidence for yourself. So that's what I offer to you, is this idea of, we don't need to fix our bodies for us to not hide. We can take control of our life, right? Let me see. There's some more comments here. My thoughts are positive until someone makes a backhanded compliment. Yeah, that happens to a lot of people. It happened to me an awful lot for a while too. This idea of and I could be getting this wrong, but sometimes when people used to say, "Oh, wow, you've lost so much weight," my brain went immediately to, "Oh, well, how heavy did you think I used to be?" I would go to that shame of who I was, as opposed to the thank you and appreciating that they're appreciating me in this moment, right? They're appreciating you in this moment. And if we try to stay in the moment, then sometimes those backhanded compliments, just accept the compliment. Ignore whatever the backhanded part is. Ignore what their, maybe they were their intentions, but we can ignore that and decide, I'm just taking the compliment part and I'm just going to say thank you. Whether it feels comfortable or not, you can do that if you want. Someone else said, I like to hide my body because I don't want my shitty brain to tell me what people will think. I should not wear this these those clothes. Yeah, so that's not a problem saying that you shouldn't wear the clothes. It's your shitty brain is just used to telling you that. And it tells you that for some reason, because it probably thinks you like to hide your body. And it has learned over time that, hey, if we remind her that people might think, shitty things, they might be thinking she shouldn't wear those clothes, then it's getting you to do what it thinks you want, you want to do. Does that make any sense? Let me know if that if we're following this, that often when we've done something for so long, our brains are going to help us keep doing it. Even if we've decided, hold on, I don't want to do that anymore, your brain's still going to offer that to you because it thinks that's what works, right? And so it's not that our brain has to shut up. Our brain, we have to reinterpret what our brain is saying and going, oh, what if my shitty brain told me that people are going to think I shouldn't wear those clothes? That's okay. First of all, I don't even know if they're thinking that. Second of all, so what? Why does it matter if other people are thinking, oh, she shouldn't be wearing that? You get to decide. Because you want to remind yourself you're trying to be the version of you that feels good, that's able to follow the four basics, that's able to live the life they want, right? If you drove a certain car and people said, don't drive that, you shouldn't be driving that car. Well, you could choose to listen to them, or you could choose to be like, no, that's the car I have. I'm driving it. I like my car for whatever reason, right? But someone else might think you shouldn't be driving it like that, or you shouldn't be driving that kind of car. You're like, yeah, everybody's allowed an opinion. What's the line? Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one, right? So that's where you get to decide. Even if it was true, first, we don't even know if it's true. It's just your brain saying this. But even if your brain was right, who cares? That's what you get to decide. And maybe who's the wrong way to say it? Maybe the way to say it is, why do I care? Often it's because it's really our own thought, I shouldn't be wearing these clothes. I don't look good. That is actually stopping us or is actually making us believe these other people or their believe the thoughts we think they're having. I mean, it's so twisted, right? That's what happens. So, don't forget, people, raise your hand, or this will end up being a very short call because I don't have any questions either. So I'm going to read some more of these comments and see where that takes us. Glad we're talking about this. Yes, I tend to ignore the reality of summer coming, which leads to depression when it's actually here. Interesting. So by not thinking about it, then when it does hit, is it like, all of a sudden, we don't know how to deal with it. Like, that's something I agree with you that it's so helpful to think through what's coming up in our lives. I mean, we do it all the time, right? We do it with planning, we do it when we grocery shop, we do it different seasons, holidays, stuff like that coming up. So, why not think through, oh, there's a new season on the horizon. Maybe it's time I went through my clothes, see what actually fits me, see what I like. Before it's like a million degrees outside, and I try to find clothes and I don't have anything that fits, or I don't have anything that I feel comfortable in and that I want to wear, right? Another comment of, I'm hoping the negative thoughts will stop, but you're reminding me to work with them. Absolutely. Even our shitty brains are just trying to keep us safe, and that it's really just our reaction to the shitty thoughts that will get them to keep going. Like, if we validate those shitty thoughts and say, oh man, you're right, I should never wear these clothes, that, and you hide because of it, you're really validating your own shitty thought. And so no wonder your brain's going to give it to you next time, because it's like, oh yeah, she agreed with me last time, so yeah, we're going to do that again this time. But when you don't, and you say, hold on, that's not how I'm living my life this year. I'm not hiding as much as before. I'm going to take that small step forward that Coach Lisa talked about. Your brain, it may never go away completely, like stop, but it might be more hesitant next time and go, wait, are you sure you're okay wearing this? Or have you thought it? Like, it just might be more subtle, which again will make it easier. So that's the loop we get into, right? We get into a loop where it actually ends up being easier to turn the temperature down on the shitty thought and to then decide for ourselves. I used to always wear a jacket or sweater over any outfit. It was my way to try to hide my body. Now that I'm having more positive thoughts about myself, I'm feeling better about not having to hide my body. Putting negative thoughts behind us helps us feel better about ourselves. Yeah. Because it only really matters to us. If you think about those people that love you in your life, it matters less to them what size your body is than it does to you. The only reason that anybody in your life is really going to care about the size of your body is if it's making you feel miserable or holding you back from things. They'd probably care about that. But you probably all know I do a lot of private coaching in No BS. And I've told many of my private clients this story that one of the times, we've always had a million times of losing weight, but one of the times when my children were young, my daughter was, I'm gonna say like 7 or 8, and I had lost like 50 pounds, I think, or something like that. And I was sitting there, sitting on the couch or something. I forget, I couldn't even tell you. I don't know why, how it came up, but my daughter turned and said to me that she didn't like that I was, I forget, don't know how she said it, smaller or skinnier. I don't like this, mom. And I said, why? She's like, because there's not as much of you to hug me. And I was like, seriously? Yeah, that was kind of the point. But here was this kid that's like 7 or 8, kind of going like, no, you kind of, she was like sitting on my lap and she's like, you kind of wrecked your lap. Like, there's just not as much here for me. And I'm like, interesting other perspective, right? How she didn't love me more because I was thin. She had the exact opposite reaction of, this kind of sucked, mom. Like, your lap and your hug is not as big as it used to be. And, the innocence of children, but it just gives, it's an example of how our perspective and how we look at it really creates our experience of whether something is positive or negative. So, all right, we do have somebody with their hand raised, so I am going to bring Estelle up. Now, don't forget, keep posting questions. If you've got questions, post, you can post them in the Q&A, or I can try to find them in the chat. Hello, Estelle.
Hello, Coach Lisa.
How you doing?
Well, I'm one of those who's going to say I've been a member since 2021, and this is the first time I've joined a call with the intention of getting coached.
I love it. I feel very honored, Estelle.
Oh, you should be.
Okay. Hey.
So kidding.
Oh, so what can I help you with? What's going on for you?
I'm in a regain,
Okay.
and I was so proud of the way I looked when I was losing the weight.
Yes.
And and not discouraging people from commenting, and
Yeah.
then knowing now that I don't look the same, I find myself hesitant to go to some events, specifically family gatherings, because they were the most vocal.
Yeah.
I just basically don't want to deal with anything that might be said.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't make me a hypocrite to be proud of the weight loss, but don't want to discuss the weight gain with anyone.
No, it makes you human. Why is it any of their fucking business? Excuse me, but like honestly, does it have to be up for debate?
No.
But you're
It's all.
going to be, right?
Yes.
Okay. So do they bring up every anything and everything that's inappropriate? Like, is that the kind of people they are? Like, would you discuss hemorrhoids or like, I don't know.
No.
What?
No.
Would you discuss sex and intimacy?
Not at all.
What? Okay, so there. Okay, I'm kind of joking here in a way, but that's what I would do. My weight gain? Well, how's intercourse been for you lately? Like, if you want to talk about inappropriate things, we can.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you really afraid they're going to say?
Just mentioning it. Like,
What?
oh, you've gained some weight back.
And how will you feel and why?
It will probably just add to the negative thoughts I'm having about myself because of the weight gain.
Can it really, though? You're already having all the negative thoughts, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, a more reasonable, if you'd like to not get all weird with them, answer could also be, I know, right? Kind of sucks. But thanks for bringing it up. Like, okay, I can't help myself with that sarcasm at the end. What is that? You could just put a period on, I know, it sucks. I'm working on it.
No, I really liked the thanks for bringing it up. I live in
Okay.
sarcasm.
Okay. Yeah, sarcasm is my second language. So, yeah, but like it's just kind of rude, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, it was rude when they were bringing it up when I was losing the weight too, but
But in a different way, no?
yes,
Like,
because regardless if it's up or down, it's none of their damn business.
yeah. So that could be a parameter you could set in the future if you'd wanted to, or a boundary that next time, as you're losing the weight here, if they start commenting you're losing weight or whatever, you could be like, I know, I'm just not really open to discussing that. It's kind of not really anybody else's business. So if you don't mind, right? You could, because that would let them know you don't want to talk about this on one hand.
Yes.
Kind of also depends on how they're coming across. Like sometimes we misinterpret people's intentions. And so when they're talking about your body and saying, like, oh, great job losing weight or whatever, I don't know, what did they say when you were losing?
You're looking so good. Keep it up. How much weight have you lost?
Oh, what a bunch of assholes. Okay, so the how much weight have you lost? Yeah, that's really none of their business.
I told him that too.
Good for you. How'd they take that?
Yeah, you're right, but how much?
Do you say how much money do you make?
I might use that one next time.
How much money do you have in the bank? How much did you spend on Amazon last month? I don't know. Like, really? Did you go to the bathroom today? Ooh, when was your last bowel movement? Like, what the fuck? don't know. Sometimes the problem is like kind of what you said is that it's reinforcing your own negative thoughts.
Yes, and I
Yeah,
have a
but
lot of those.
yeah. Like I said to you, if you like, it doesn't sound ridiculous to you to even entertain answering it because these are also your thoughts. And your brain's like, you deserve this kind of thing. Like, yeah, you should. This makes sense. That's what I'd say to that. I'm sorry, I'm giving my middle fingers here to anybody listening on podcast. Like, why? You can work with your own negative thinking. We don't have to take it from someone else. And the truth is, they're not actually saying the negative things. It's just bringing it up. So now you're thinking about it. But if sarcasm works for you, Estelle, I mean, go for it. Be you. Who cares what your weight is? Be you in that moment and respond in a you way. Be horrified as if they just said there's a spider on your face or something. Be like, wait, what? What? That is. Did you seriously just ask me that? That is so rude. Like you would if they asked you about hemorrhoids. You know what I mean? Like the same
Yeah.
moment, you'd kind of be like, oh my God, you'd almost want to be like, come here, everybody, gather around. Can you do you want to hear what this person just asked me? God, I kind of want to be at this event now. But, you know, that's the thing. Practice. Practice your reaction and decide. This is how I'm going to react next time if somebody says something like that. You could also just turn and walk away. Right?
Yeah, I could.
There's a great comment in the chat that said, it's so interesting that you feel comfortable saying that out loud.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes, because that's keeping it classy. That's not really sarcasm. That's cold hard truth there. Yeah. It is so interesting that you feel comfortable saying that out loud or asking, you could say asking another person that personal a question. What does it matter to them is what I'd ask. Why does it matter how much weight? Like, especially when they're asking you as you're losing, why does it matter?
Yeah.
I'd have probably made something up. Just like doubled it or something, doubled what you lost. Or been like, yeah, I lost 5 pounds. And they'd be like, wow, really? I don't know. Like, again, because it doesn't matter. It's none of their business. You want to be working on your thoughts is the most important thing because they're again, theirs are none of your business either. So, what does Estelle think about her body?
Oh, I'm disappointed
That's a
that
you feel disappointed
it.
because of some thoughts you're having, I would assume.
I let this happen again.
I let this happen again. Is that what happened? You were like, oh, weight gain. Wait, come back, come back.
I
Let me
miss
in.
you.
How about I let you in? Come on in, like a house guest, you're warm. No, that's not what happened, I bet.
It's not.
No. Have you looked at the Regain course?
I've taken it before. I need to take it again. I want to take it again. I just haven't.
Why do you need to take it again?
Because I've heard how good it is and that it could potentially help me with my thoughts and I know Coach MJ said that one of the first lessons is on the shame around the regain and that you have to let go of the shame, and I'm
Yes.
struggling with that one.
Yeah. That and you got to work on why you had the regain. In facts. Not in stories, not in, I welcomed it back in the room. No, you didn't. Something happened. I had a regain when my father passed away.
There are probably three underlying My mom died postmenopausal, and I have underactive thyroid.
See, that sounds very different than I just let it happen. No, you didn't. You're having medical issues and you were experiencing grief. That's very different than I just let it in the room. Let it happen. But if you heard someone say, well, you heard me say it, you know, somebody close in my life, or well, I don't know, my father wasn't close, but a relative passed away. I've been experiencing grief. I also have these underlying health conditions that don't work towards weight loss. Would you be like, oh, I can't believe you're letting that happen to yourself?
No, I would not.
No. And you wouldn't expect them to feel shameful about it, would you? You should
No.
be ashamed. Your mother passed away, and you had trouble coping with it. You would not be sitting there calling them a loser or saying they did something wrong. Not for one second. You would be saying, oh, sorry to hear that. How are you doing with it now? How are you coping now? What could we do to help? You know, figure out how to cope with that now when those thoughts come up, because we know there's thoughts that are going to come up over and over. And where are you at with your medical conditions? That's what we'd be looking at to figure out how to turn a regain around. But that's not from shame, right? That's from, like, kind of like I was talking about the clothes, it's just accepting. This is where I am right now. This is me today, April 28th in North America. This is me. Now what? Now what is a question I say a lot to my private clients. Okay, now what? Here we are. Now what? What are we doing next? To solve the puzzle. It's like you've got a puzzle in front of you. Do you ever like Mod Podge a puzzle? Like where you put the glue all over it to get it to stay together so you can like put it on the wall as a picture. Ever seen that or anything? No?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. So you're like trying to Mod Podge it to put the glue on top of it, but you haven't put the puzzle pieces together yet. That's not easy
Heck.
to do. You're just gonna make a mess. Yeah. So. Have you ever been good at standing up for yourself? Even with sarcasm, if you've had it.
In some areas, yes.
What makes that doable sometimes?
Confidence.
Where did the confidence come from?
Knowing that I'm good in some areas.
Knowing that I'm good in some areas. Okay. So, what would you have to be thinking then to think, I'm good? So, it's not okay for you to be commenting on my weight one way or the other. What would that be like for you?
It would be empowering.
When is this time you're going to see people?
There's a bridal shower May 23rd.
May.
Nope, 16th.
Okay. May 16th, so a couple weeks away. How would the empowered version of you feel coming home? You're home from that. You're like, I was able to confidently tell them off with maybe without causing a scene. Let's try to not cause a scene, maybe. I don't know. That's just my opinion, but how would that feel to come home from that feeling like, yeah, I took care of me?
It would feel really well.
Okay. Then that's what I want you to like think through, visualize it, write some of these sentences down, like watch the replay, copy some of the words down if you want. Prepare yourself for that. Because the thing is, that's one, like, how long is this bridal shower? Not that long. A couple hours?
No, I'll be there maybe an hour.
Yeah. And yet, here we are, thinking it through, feeling all the shame. That from now till then, if we didn't talk about it, you might have been feeling this all the way along. Oh my God, I can't believe I have to see these people. It's gonna. No, you have 2 weeks where I'd like you to be working on what am I doing about this regain that I've had and getting back to the four basics, taking care of my emotional well-being. What am I doing? Now what? You can worry about the bridal shower like 30 minutes before. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. And then afterwards, you can come home and go, mic drop. I did that. I'm good. And then you can get back to, because you're going to feel empowered, you're going to feel good about it. You can get back to your life of taking care of you. Have you started to do that yet?
Yes.
Good. Then I want you to keep reminding yourself of all the ways you're doing that, Estelle. Remind yourself of that, because the version of you that remembers every day, oh, wait, but I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and here I am today doing this. By 2 weeks from now, she could have so many things that she's proud of that she's probably not even going to be really thinking about this, that it was a regain. She's just busy being herself and living her life and enjoying things and getting back to losing weight and carrying on in life, right?
Right.
Yeah. I think that's the thing with regain sometimes, is people pay more attention to the up and the down and the number and everything else than they do to this is you living your life. Every day, that's all you're doing. So enjoy the life you're living. Live like you want to live. Eat like you want to live at that smaller weight. Stop focusing so much on the up and down, right? It's so dizzying. Just be who you want to be. Is anything coming up for you when I say that? That you want to share?
I like the idea of refocusing and not thinking as much about that I'm in a regain, just do what I do and keep going.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's like we're always feeling like we have something to make up for
Yes.
and that the wins aren't real until we like get through the regain. Which
Yes.
kind of sucks. Right? Kind of really
Yes.
sucks. It's hard to, like you said, when you were losing weight, it's quite, this happens to a lot of people. As they're losing weight, every weight, their body image is getting better and better. They're just like, they're thinking about their body and they're going, whoa, this is great. 5, 10 more pounds. Whoa, this is great. I love it. But like, if they gained 10 pounds, they wouldn't be back to thinking, whoa, this is great. They'd be like, oh, this sucks. But when you were at that weight the first time down, you're like, whoa, this is great. Right? Like, it's all perspective.
Yes.
Right? So, but when you're thinking this is great and I'm doing it and this is what I'm doing and I'm losing the weight, that's the momentum that helps you lose weight. But when you've got like something holding you back, saying like you don't actually get to feel really good until you get over here down to this whatever weight it is you regained from, well, it's I mean, it's, you ever seen runners trying to run with the like band around them to create roots? They do that in skating, power skating, they called it. They'd like a band around the kids to make it so much harder for them to skate. It made them really good skaters, but I don't know that it makes us really good weight loss people. Maybe, because, but it just is making it harder. You're giving yourself that resistance of it's not enough until we get down here. Just doesn't work. And it creates a really shitty body image.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. So that's what we mean when we talk about, okay, letting go of the shame, because the shame comes from all those thoughts. Oh my God, I can't feel good till I get down there. Like, really? Why? It's, yeah. Really does a number on our body image, though, as well.
It does. And that's why I wanted to join this call today.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do about the whole body image thing itself?
I'm going to remind myself of all the things that I'm currently doing to help get through this the medical issue.
Excellent. And remind yourself that is not your fault. I mean, it is not your fault that you're aging like the rest of us. I mean, the alternative sucks more, right?
Exactly.
So this is life. This is just what is. And the more we fight it, the more resistance we're putting on ourselves. So. And then bring anything in the future to ask coaches or come to another. I mean, this wasn't the regain call, and I'm glad we were able to tie this into body image quite well too. But there is actually a whole call on regain. I think it's on Mother's Day. So I will be here on Mother's Day talking about that too. So maybe you want to come to that one and let me know how things are going at that point.
Okay.
Right? All right.
Thank you, Lisa.
You are so welcome. I'm so glad that you raised your hand. Is there
Me
anything
too.
else that you need tonight? Are you good?
I'm good.
All right. Well,
Thank
thank you
you.
so much for raising your hand, and I will change you back down. And we do have somebody else with their hand raised. I'll bring her up, but I have a quick question in the Q&A as well. Julie, come on up. The question in the Q&A that I have is, I don't really think about what I'll look like in summer versus any other season because it doesn't matter how much or how little I wear. I see myself in a mirror or a picture or reflection and feel revulsion. Yeah, that probably sucks. It's strong and harsh, and I'm dealing with some other stuff in professional and personal life, so it's making these thoughts way more harsh. Well, it's good that you recognize what it is that's making things harder, is that you've got all these other thoughts swirling around. Oh. Do you want to start your camera? Are you there, Julie?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay. I will ask you maybe the
Sorry.
whole. Oh, there you
Yeah.
go. See it. Okay. Let me just finish with this question real quick, Julie. Yeah, I've forgotten how to ping pong. So, Anonymous, I want you just to take a minute, write what the thoughts are down on paper. And then look for, well, what would someone else say to this, right? Sometimes we can't get it out of our own head, but we can imagine what somebody else might say. So that's what I would offer, or bring it to ask coaches and we can totally help you there. Just write the thoughts down because I think aiming for positively, talking positively for yourself may be too far a stretch right now, right? So I want you to take a step towards that with some maybes or some possibles or some what ifs in there. All right, Julie, how are you?
I'm good. I've been
Okay.
wanting to get on one of these calls for a few months now,
Oh.
and didn't have the courage till just now.
I'm so excited. Good for you.
Thanks. I want to talk about body image. I am very close to my goal.
Okay.
I have recently started to see my body getting smaller. I'm usually somebody that never sees my body smaller. It's always big.
Okay.
And I want to say maybe 6 weeks ago, I was walking and I looked in the store window
Yes.
and I said, "Oh, who's walking with me? Whose legs are those?"
Yes.
And they were mine. Always loved my legs. But I'm having one of my big problems right now is I'm looking for a bathing suit.
Okay.
I have a larger top than I do a bottom.
Okay.
So if I fit the top, the bottom's always kind of not
Are you
fitting right.
looking for a one piece?
So I've been thinking about going to a two-piece. I would love to show some skin. I just don't think I want to show a lot of it right now.
Yeah. So you need to go to a store that has a variety of bathing suits and ideally that sells them separately. Right?
That's
So you can
been a
buy.
problem, yeah.
There are lots of stores that do that though, like actual bathing suit stores. Even Walmart, I think, sells them in separate pieces, don't they?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Target? Oh.
Yeah. No, Target doesn't either.
Wait, Target does. I've bought bathing suits like that at Target. They totally do.
I couldn't find any, let's put it that way.
When were you looking?
Probably about 4 weeks ago. Maybe it was too early.
Maybe, yeah. So go back and look again, although maybe it's too late. I don't know. I remember shopping at Target and it was like in the middle, well, it was in Florida though, so it's not winter. Anyways, I know Target for sure sells things separately, or it has. Maybe you weren't looking in the right area, maybe. Maybe ask someone.
I've been told Macy's. I went there, but the prices were so expensive.
You could
But
also look on Amazon, perhaps, if that's an option too.
I usually have to return all of that stuff.
Well, okay, so Dawn in the chat said I work for Target and we do sell things separate. So there you go. She
Okay.
says they do. So
I'll have
hopefully
to go
that's
there.
true for your area as well, and you can go and look there.
I
Because that
will.
I think is step one. Step two, recognize there's tons of different types of tops, right? Nobody's saying you have to wear a bikini right off the bat. There are tons of different tops that show every level of skin going. So just find what feels right for you. Try a bunch of things on. Right? I would recommend you take a whole bunch into the change room to be able to try things on so that you don't have to come back out, take different sizes because you probably won't know your size.
I don't know myself. Well, I kind of do right now, but
Yeah, but you may be off a little bit, who knows? So I will tell you that's what happened to me. I went to a store to buy clothes. When I was at the lowest weight I was at, and here I was looking at the biggest sizes they had. I'm over at the 2X still or the 3X, and this woman comes over to me that works there, and she kind of looks at me and says, "Can I help you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, well, I'm looking for this pants and stuff." And she goes, "I think you'll have a lot more luck if we look over here in your size." And I'm like, "No, I'm shopping for me." Like, and she's like, "Yeah, come over here." I'm like, I thought she was like crazy. I'm like, "What is your problem?" So I grabbed the 2X and then I went over with her and she offered me these like large and medium and I tried them on and they fit.
Yep.
So it can happen, and it's a great example of, everybody seems to think that once we lose the weight, we just think amazing things about ourselves forevermore. It doesn't happen until we start doing it on purpose in our minds, right?
Yep, that's true. The other thing is my two sisters who have always been thin, now are giving me their old clothes that don't fit anymore because they've gained weight. So they're giving me all of their small clothes.
And how does that feel?
It feels weird,
Yeah.
but it feels great.
Nice.
It feels great.
Yeah. So for you, doing a bit of mirror work might be helpful as well, Julie. Like to just, this is my body. And when you catch yourself in like a reflection or something, check yourself out. Yourself a minute to go, "Oh man, those are my legs. Wow, look at them. That's pretty cool." Right? Okay. That's so
But
much for you. What else?
no, it's just getting to where
looking at my body and really seeing what it looks like for real. What do other people see when they see me, as opposed to what I see when I see me? And I just took a photograph with a bunch of people. Unfortunately, it was at a funeral. And I have to tell you, I was the happiest I could have been. The
When you
picture,
take the photo.
in the photo, it was after all the events and everything. We were at somebody's house, and we just took a picture of all the cousins, and I looked wonderful as far as I was concerned. And I had the biggest smile, and I just looked great. And it told me that I really was feeling great.
So it's time to start listening to yourself, maybe a little more, to recognize those thoughts and feelings are inside of me. That's also probably why you are eating the way you're eating and taking care of yourself the way you're taking care of yourself to maintain this weight now. You're living that life. That's what it's
I'm
all.
trying. It's
So, from time to time, you're going to catch yourself having these thoughts of this is weird. Is this really what I look like? And that's okay. The same thing as any other kind of thought, even the shitty ones, whatever. We want to work on responding to them rather than reacting to them, right? Just going, oh, maybe this is me. Oh, maybe those are my legs. Oh, this is pretty cool, right?
It is cool. I love it. And I hope everybody can get to where I am.
Okay. And sounds good. Thank you so much for sharing. But yeah, somebody else said, oh, no, that was a different comment. All right.
Right. Thanks,
Thank
Lisa.
you very much, Julie. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, somebody had mentioned in the that it's been happening at Costco as well, getting overestimating your size and someone else reconfirming. Great thing about Costco is they have like the best return policy, right? So that can be helpful. But yeah, sometimes we do need to like really see ourselves and think about the way we're talking to ourselves. Because otherwise we do end up with that our body image, it's we end up thinking it's different than it is. And that can be we end up thinking we're bigger than we are, or we end up thinking that it matters more, or that other people are going to think things. Who cares what other people think? I think that was the biggest takeaway from this. All right. I don't seem to have anybody else want to raise your hand quickly before we call it for the night. Lori said, Amen, Lisa. Yeah, exactly. Amen. We got to stand up for ourselves, ladies. That's no one else is really going to do it for us. So I want you to be thinking about that as you prepare and think through this next season, like I said, and we'll start to figure out how we want to show up. If we can do any different from other times where we're not hiding as much this year, wouldn't that be nice? Advocate for ourselves. All right. Well, I don't see anybody else wanting to raise their hand and no more questions here. So, like I said, next week, I think, next week, you will all have me for the nighttime eating and drinking call. So, join me then next Tuesday night. And then the following Sunday, which I think is Mother's Day, is the regain call. So, you guys are going to get sick of me soon, but we'll be seeing a lot of each other. So, I can't wait to see you all then for you to all raise your hands and get some coaching and talk some things through with me. Okay? All right. Take care, everybody.